BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Ed, I'm 18, and I'm from Bishop Stortford. You might not know this, but I accidentally high-fived my driving instructor. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
This is BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Ed introduced the show today. So Ed, where are you when you listen to our show every day?
I'm normally in the car on the way back from school or going to my friend's house.
So you're 18, you're from Bishop Stortford, and you've been having driving lessons.
Yeah, I've passed my test finally. It took me second attempt.
Second is good, I think.
Yeah, all the best people pass second.
So what happened with the driving instructor, please?
I was pulled up to the traffic light. Oh, I think it was a roundabout, and I stalled it, and then he said, "Don't worry, keep calm," and then he put his hand up to say sorry to the car behind, and I mistaked it for a high five and gave him a high five.
Oh, right, so he was signalling to the car behind.
Yeah, he put his hand up in the middle to say sorry.
And you fived him?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He didn't say anything. He took control of the car and drove it around the corner, and then he just didn't mention it. He just kept quiet and just carried on.
Awkward.
Yeah, he was quiet. I went bright red and he stayed quiet and just said, "Keep on driving," so he drove.
Well, Ed, listen, thank you for introducing the show today.
Have a good day.
You too. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
I think only thing worse than that is, kind of one, when you miss the high five altogether.
Yeah.
Or two, when you put your hand up to high five them and then they don't do it. And you have to do that kind of awkward thing where you just... I'm just scratching my head, actually, at the back. I wasn't ever going to high five you. Have you ever accidentally high fived someone?
No, I've been left hanging before.
You, Chris?
I don't think so, no.
I always get high fived back.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, Burns night last night. Hello, if you're feeling a little bit delicate today in Scotland. My local pub was celebrating Burns Night. It was all over. And that got a little bit annoying towards the end of the evening because I wasn't in the pub and it's right near my house. And bagpipes at midnight, not really any need for that, to be honest. Anyway, hope you had a good Burns Night. Obviously, the one that doesn't speak was going to cook his wife a lovely Burns Night feast.
His good Scottish lady.
A supper is... GSL.
Yeah.
And he was going to get some haggis. I mean, we forgot, to be honest, but
He only decided mid-afternoon.
Yeah, but we told him, because loads of people were tweeting and texting, that haggis is widely available in all supermarkets. He checked. It wasn't. So they had salmon instead.
Salmon with noops and tatties?
No, I think salmon and just some vegetables.
Are vegetables, but you mean like spinach or something?
Yeah, different vegetables. Was there anything remotely Scottish about the Burns Night experience that you had one that doesn't speak? Nothing at all. You didn't put your kilt on?
Do you have one? No.
Didn't play the bagpipes. Okay, good. Anyway, we move on from Burns Night. And today, it's Australia Day.
So it's so exciting.
So exciting. But we have had an epic fail on that front as well.
Yeah, I forgot the chicken salt.
Yes, which is a must if you're from Australia because they love it on their chips.
Yeah, and then we sent Chris at lunchtime to go and find some Tim Tams.
Which are like penguin biscuits but lusher.
Yeah, and a kangaroo burger, and he came back with a tin of Vegemite.
And some Pez.
Yeah.
Which has nothing to do with Australia.
No, it's a Donald Duck sweet thingy.
There's a shop that I know that sells like Australian sweets because they in Australia, they have like all different... You know Cadbury's? They have all different ones that we don't get here. Other chocolate is also widely available
that's
in Australia.
I didn't mean that was a...
As I said it, I was like, oh. So what are we going to do about this?
I'm not 100% sure, but we think we found a place which might do kangaroo.
So we're going to get it for Newsbeat.
I'm not sure I trust kangaroo.
Well, what we were saying earlier was, if we couldn't get it readily, should we eat it... If the pub could get it, because we weren't quite sure where it had come from.
It's kangaroo.
Yeah, but it's obviously been... It's not fresh, is it?
What, they've had to fly it over?
Yeah.
What, so they've defrosted it?
And oh, yeah, you can frozen.
You
I was
can
like, oh, my
freeze
God.
Kangaroo. Can you
like...
freeze kangaroo? I don't know what I'm talking about. I've never...
Yeah, I'm no expert on
I'm
this.
No expert on kangaroo meat.
So Chris is going to be the guinea pig for that.
Okay, yep. Good. Have you tried it before?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah. It's nice,
like chicken.
It's better that... crocodile is nicer. But kangaroo is more like gamey.
Hmm. Okay, well, I'll leave that with you, Chris. That's your job for today.
Will
oh,
do.
And also tap end. Mm. Are we going far back today?
Oh, we're going old school. Old school, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What, really far back? I quite enjoyed the school one the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, it was good.
Right.
More of that. Okay.
Right.
Is Chango in it today?
No.
Chinese Dave?
No.
Dougsy?
No.
Oh, we are going far back.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, it's time for Dear Scott, where the posh Radio 4 lady... reads out stuff that you have been saying this week. Are we ready?
Yes.
Rosu. Here we go. The first one of our emails.
Hello. I found your photo in the internet a few days ago, and I have to say I was astonished. I do not know what this is, but you've got something that attracts people to you.
Was this sent to my email, yeah?
Yeah. Do you know what? I love people that say in the internet.
In
like
the internet,
the thing.
Like you can crawl inside.
Yeah, so your photo's in the internet.
I didn't notice how I started to write to you. I almost forgot. My name is Nathaniel. I travel a lot and I love it so much. I always want to go to some new places and I think I'll go on until I find someone whom I'd like for real. I'd like to get to know interesting people from all over the world. So, can you tell me more about yourself? What kind of man are you? What do you like? Why do you like to write to me back tomorrow? Winking smiley. Can't wait for your answer. Write me back when you got some time. Keep in touch. Nathaniel.
Okay, thanks for that, Nathaniel. What do I say back?
I'm thinking this sounds a bit like Rimmer. Do you remember her?
Oh yeah, your internet romance, where you wrote back to her.
That was all going so well until you refused to pay for her plane ticket and everything else.
I know, got a good couple of emails like that, didn't you? And then nothing, just went dead. What do I say to Nathaniel? What kind of man am I?
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh so much. I don't know. How
what?
Would we describe you?
You're a modern man.
Yeah, you've got a GSOH.
Yeah.
Gas central. Oh, good,
a good sense of humour.
Yeah.
What
do you mean modern?
You like to be groomed.
Yes, you're a... what's the technical phrase for that?
Metrosexual.
Metrosexual.
Yeah.
That's
yes,
it.
That's me.
I think Nathaniel would like that.
What sexual? Metrosexual.
That's right,
yeah.
Isn't it? Metrosexual.
Nothing wrong with a bit of mascara.
That's me. So hang on a second. I draw the line at mascara, apart from if I'm on TV.
I was going to say, you don't draw the line at mascara on the lottery.
Have you noticed?
Yes.
Just a little bit on the tips. Brings your eyes out.
It does. That's a fact. Try it, Chris.
No.
Are you going to write back to him then?
I don't think I will. I might just stay in the internet.
I think it would be good. We want one more email out of him, at least.
Do you want me to write back, yeah? Mm. Okay. You'll help me. Cool. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, PR4L, and the one that doesn't speak. I've been listening to your show for some time now and have always wanted to write in, but thus far have had little of note to say. Recently, I bought a new car and had a bit of a dilemma as to what to name him. On driving him while listening to your show... he seemed to respond particularly well to the Come On Pigs clip off of Pig Farmer Neil. As such, I have decided to call him Neil. Love you lots, Rachel.
Now, my sister does this, and her car is called Sally.
No, that's weird.
But I've never named my car.
Also,
but a lot of people do, don't they?
Mm-hmm. And also they say she when talking about the car. I think that's a bit weird.
Well, that girl said he.
Well, he or she,
yeah.
First car I had,
yeah.
I bought off my mum. It was a red Corsa.
Yeah.
Called it Caroline, so that when I was driving around, I could put, it was a cassette, put Outcast on. You know that song, Caroline.
Caroline, what, Caroline. Roses.
Yeah, that one.
Right.
And?
So you could have played that without calling the car Caroline.
It just all seemed right at the time.
Okay.
So you have had a name for your car before?
Yeah, Caroline.
Was it's that a, the name of it when your mum had it, or does she call it, like, Derek?
No, she never gave it a name, but I think I've got the same thing as Eddie Stobart. I think it's nice to name them after girls, you know?
Yeah, sure. What's your current car called? You haven't got one. You got a car?
No, I sold it.
You sold it. What was the one you sold called?
She was Paula.
Was she? Will you call your next one Helen? Because that's my favourite girl's name.
All right.
Is that all right?
But then it needs to be a car with a
Do
brand.
Do you name them like hurricanes, like the one letter after the... No. So you sold Paula, the next one will have to be.
No, because I haven't had that many cars.
All right. Did you ever refer to Caroline or Paula as she? She's running a bit funny today.
Yeah, definitely. And all the boys would treat her, you know,
I'm starting her
like
up.
Her. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's weird. Next, what are you saying?
Dear Scott, can you please tell me if I am weird?
Yeah, yes.
We will.
Yes, I can.
I don't have a bath at my house. I do have a very nice shower, though. 9 times out of 10, I would choose to shower. But sometimes I like the idea of sitting back and relaxing in a hot bath with candles and music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you know what I mean.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
To try to get somewhere close to having a bath, I decided to put a folding chair in the shower. I cannot lay back in a bath, but I can sit down and enjoy scalding hot water dripping over me. Secondly, I have an odd method of drying. The process is as follows. Stage 1. Use my hand to sweep water off my body. Stage 2.
I do that.
Use a flannel to take off any other large water droplets from my body. Something I learnt from Victor Meldrew. Stage 3. Use a large towel to dry myself as much as possible. Stage 4. Use a body dryer, what some may call a hairdryer, to dry myself until there is no trace of moisture.
Oh.
I've seen that. I've seen people do that in the gym, and that is horrible.
The test is that the dry hand should glide over the body with ease. If it's still wet, it will stick a bit. I think this process is the only guaranteed way to be bone dry post-shower. Please tell me you disagree with my mates and that I am not a freak. Love you, Mike. X.
I'm loving the chair in the shower idea. I think there's something for Dragon's Den there.
Mm. Also, am I the only person that does enjoy a sit down while in the shower?
What, you don't have a fold up chair? You just sit on the floor of the shower?
Sometimes, or like, because I've got a bath one. Like, the shower's in the bath.
Well, that's just having a bath, isn't it?
No, because I put the shower on. I don't run the bath. I just sit down in the shower.
You
am I the only person that does that?
You sit naked in a cold, freezing bath.
It's not cold.
With a shower
because
pouring over you.
Yeah, why
but
not?
Just on your head, not on your legs.
No, it goes everywhere. It goes all over you.
Are you sat like in a yoga position?
No, you just sat normally.
I think on the technicality basis here is the plug in or out on the bath.
Out. So it's not a bath.
So it's
a
not
shower.
A bath, no.
It's a sit down shower, and I think you'll find it's very comfortable.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And what about the drying thing? I think that's weird.
I think the drying thing is weird. I've seen old men blow dry their bits in the gym, and it's not pleasant. No one wants to see that.
I just get the towel and just stand there until I can't be done with any of that, actually having to put any effort in. Put the towel around and then just sit and watch Lorraine until you're dry.
Try the sit down shower tonight, you'll be converted. Next.
Dear Scott, Rebecca, the one who doesn't speak, and PR4L. Next weekend is the Super Bowl, and I was wondering if you and Becky would give your predictions as to the outcome of the game.
Patriots.
The New England Patriots are playing the New York Giants.
Giants.
Also, go on, pigs. Andrew.
I don't know about American football. I'm just all about the parties. And the performances and the amazing TV shows and the ads that go on in the middle of them. There's always like a really good advert, isn't there, in the Super Bowl?
Yes, and I think, what sport is Super Bowl?
I think it's American football.
Is that football?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I went to an American football match once in America, and it's brilliant because because they throw you snacks. They actually throw them at you.
Oh, yeah? What'd you get?
You get, like...
hot dogs and that?
Yeah, they just throw stuff at you. Packets of, like, crisps. They just literally throw them into the crowd.
Drinks?
I don't think they throw the drinks. You can buy them. But I liked it that I was getting loads of free stuff just chucked in my
face.
Oh, maybe
I could be persuaded then.
It was really, really good.
Are you sure that was someone selling it and not just someone who took a dislike to you?
No.
Like the drive-by egging.
It was LA Dodgers. Full kosher. Yeah, definitely. You should try it. Just go for the snacks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I was on the bus again earlier today.
Oh, this is becoming a habit.
And do you know what? I'm really enjoying it. Because they go places for quite cheap. And you can get
welcome
on.
Welcome to the real life.
You can get on and off when you want, within reason. Obviously, you can't just say, can you stop here? You have to go to a stop, which is kind of prearranged, isn't it?
Well, you ring the bell, don't you, Scott?
You do, yes. And it says stopping. It's quite cool. I like it. I'm really enjoying it at the moment. But earlier, I had a bit of a coughing fit while I was on. And then soon after, I sneezed twice.
Mm.
So obviously, the guy behind me thinks I've got a bit of a cold, which I haven't really. So he kind of taps me on the shoulder and offers me a cough sweet. And I'm like, oh, thanks very much. And then as soon as I put it in my mouth, he says, don't worry, I'm not going to poison you. And that's kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't take sweets from randomers.
Well, I felt rude saying no, and he looked like a nice guy. But now I'm thinking that maybe I will slowly slip away before your very eyes, before the end of the show tonight.
Did you see the packet it came out of?
It looked like a normal, standard cough sweet packet.
And what did it taste like?
It tasted of almonds. No, it didn't. It tasted of... What's that thing, almonds, when you smell almonds? I don't know. Anyway, no, it just tasted like a general, kind of quite strong cough sweet.
And did it help your cough?
Yeah.
I think you're fine.
Do you think?
I think those things work quite instantly from films and stuff that I've seen.
Actually, that's true. They're pretty instant, aren't they?
Yes, but for future reference, don't take sweets from people on the bus.
Okay, well...
Or any stranger.
And I just felt rude. Yeah, but I'm a grown man.
Yeah, there's still stranger danger.
Is it?
Yeah.
Even at my age,
you can
I shouldn't...
get into all sorts of trouble.
Can you?
Yeah.
Well,
don't
I
go
feel...
doing stuff with randoms.
I feel like there's a lesson learned there. But just because I'm paranoid, do you think it would have been quite instant?
Yeah, within a minute.
Right, I'm fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can you believe it's Thursday already? And that means it's time for more of Chris's japes on 24 years at the tap end.
Japes?
Yeah.
What's that?
Like...
Jolly japes?
Fun. Or as you would say, gimmicks.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. Got it.
Explain a gimmick.
Gimmick is... Well, it... Exactly what it says on the tin, really. Gimmick's a gimmick,
it's
isn't
a
it?
It's a gimmick, isn't it? That's a bit of a gimmick.
No, it's not. It doesn't make any sense unless you explain it.
Give us an example of a gimmick.
When you go on holiday and you get shirts made, that's a gimmick. When you go on holiday and meet a girl that can bite off beer bottles with her teeth, that's a gimmick. Do you know what I mean? When you meet a girl with 11 fingers, that's a gimmick.
Have you met a girl with 11 fingers?
No.
All right.
But one day I might.
I was hoping that was going to be like a future tap end. What's Becky's gimmick?
Well, being health and safety is a gimmick, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that my quirky special feature that makes me stand out from my contemporaries?
Do this, do that, health and safety.
I think it's your USP, definitely. Mm. Good with health and safety.
You are good at it.
Brilliant. Well done, everyone.
Okay.
But everything I do on this show and all I'm known for is health and safety.
I know.
Well, don't disagree, then. Just go, yeah.
Okay, sit back, relax, and enjoy 24 years at the tap end. The story of Chris's life in autobiography form.
Ready?
Ready.
Going to go to the 10th year at the tap end.
Ooh, okay.
I'd survived 10 years on planet Earth so far, and generally things were going quite well. I'd experienced highs and lows, graduated from lower school to middle school at Cannon Lane... and progressed from pencil to fountain pen. The day job at school was ticking along nicely, but as my bedtimes got increasingly later, with permission from my mum, I started to take an interest in extracurricular activities. I decided to join the great British institution, the Cubs, at my local church.
I was in the Cubs as well.
Were you?
Mm. I was a sixer, actually.
Same, yeah.
Yeah, I was sixer in Brownies.
Were you?
Yeah.
Were you a Brownie? I was going to ask, because you strike me as someone that, although the Brownies are there, would demand that she was a Cub.
No, that didn't. That wasn't...
Like a sort of, I don't know, not feminist, but that kind of idea, right?
I don't think that kind of feminism didn't exist amongst, like, eight-year-olds in the early 90s.
Nah. Do you know what I mean, though? She strikes me as someone who'd want a woggle rather than
Absolutely.
A Brownie scarf or whatever yeah. it was.
And she'd hold out for that.
I'd never even heard of a woggle when I was, like, that age.
Do you remember that day when you get promoted from seconder to sixer?
Big
yeah,
up.
It's
yes.
proud, isn't it?
I've still got my Brownie cushion. You know, when you leave and you have to stitch all your badges on.
Yeah.
I've still got that and I'm so proud of it.
So good.
Hostess badge. I can make a good cup of tea.
No beavers for me at a younger age. I went straight for the Cubs.
I don't think there were beavers where I was from. You had to go to, like, a bigger town to get beavers.
We didn't have beavers either.
Did you not?
No, not in Eastleigh.
I would later retire before I had a chance to become a full-on scout. But the Cubs was an important and fun learning experience at this part of my life.
What were your badges?
I got hostess badge, the sewing badge. I got the...
Ironing badge.
There was like a...
the washing badge.
There was like a household badge.
The yeah. always in the kitchen badge.
The Hoover badge.
You know what? A lot of it did revolve around that.
It's quite sexist.
Shall I bring my cushion in tomorrow and you can see which
yeah.
ones I actually got? Because
yes.
I think most of them are stereotypical women... Yeah. I assume you haven't got a hostess badge, either
no.
of you.
No, of course not.
I've got knots.
And, like, bear hunting
yeah.
and stuff like that.
Bear hunting badge.
Building a cave from scratch.
Yeah. Fire starter badge. Yeah.
I'm making the bed and you're building caves.
That's right, that's
hunting
what you're
bears.
Supposed to do.
OMG.
I loved it. Every Tuesday night, I would don uniform, arrive at the scout hut where the flag would be raised. We would chant at our Kayla, the name of the leader, that we will do our best. In the Cub Scout vow, I would also promise every Tuesday to do a good turn every day. Morals that have stood me through life so far. Generally, I do try and do a good turn every day, and only this morning, I held up a train for about 60 seconds for someone who was taking a while to run down the stairs at Rainer's Lane station. The great thing about being a cub was that there was a clear measurement of how good a cub you were, and this was shown by the amount of badges you had stitched to your arm. I had two full rows, I proper went for it.
That is loads!
Badges that included a collector's badge, road safety badge, map reader badge, DIY badge, and a book reader's badge. The badges were red and would have a little picture inside.
Man's badges.
Man badges, yeah.
Yeah. I like yours.
Your girl. Sewing.
What was the first one? I think I had one of them. The collector's badge.
Collector's badge.
I think I had that from Rainbow Rubbers.
Oh, God.
Oh, they're brilliant. What? Did you never collect Rainbow Rubbers?
No.
The multicoloured ones in the little cases you get them from museums and stuff.
No.
There was a few badges that I didn't get, and I sometimes wonder if I should try and get them now. It would be nice to nail the full set.
You actually do think that as well, don't you?
I don't know. I thought if I found the handbook and, I don't know, re-signed up to the Cubs or something, maybe I could get the rest of them.
Because
I saw an article online about a bloke who got, I think it's all 33, I think it's the magic number. He's got them all. And I am a bit jealous of that, like, looking back.
Oh, please do it. What? Imagine you and the rest of the Cubs.
I'm bang on it.
I would love you to go back.
Do you want
to
do it again?
No. Well, Bear Grylls can do it.
He's why the leader Chris? Of all scouts.
Yeah, but why not Chris?
Please do it.
Yeah, if someone can help sign me up,
drop by on the way home from Radio 1 tonight and say if you can.
Oh, Kayla.
Ask him if you can do it, please.
I'm keen. I also went on a couple of cub camps, which involved lots of old school games, assault courses, and camping overnight. None of this fazed me as a youngster. Cub camp used to be great, especially at night when we would have a bonfire and sing songs.
I can't think of Brownie Camp. Two things happened to me on Brownie Camp. One, the girl that was grating the chocolate for on top of the mousse grated her fingernail by mistake and then didn't bother to get it out. Second thing, woke up in the night really thirsty, drank like...
That's because you've eaten fingernails.
Yeah, drank my squash beside the bed, full of ants.
But...
So I don't ever want to go back on Brownie Camp.
We would have a bonfire and sing songs. It was always tunes such as Do Your Ears Hang Low and the song that goes Kentucky Fried Chicken in a Pizza Hut, which a few years later re-entered my life being covered by a group called the Fast Food Rockers.
But I thought that was an original by them. Is it not?
No, it wasn't. We were chanting that.
Was that a cover?
Years before, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think I've heard a different one of the Ears song. We didn't sing Ears.
Do Your Ears Hang Low?
Yeah. Can you tie them in a bow? We sang about a different part of our body. Not in the brownies.
Brownies?
When we were at school.
Okay.
No, not there. There.
Oh.
You can't tie that in a bow.
There was always...
You can't tie them in a bow either.
Some people can.
Show me who.
Older ladies.
I've never seen anyone tie them in a bow.
I'm sure you can.
Okay, I'd like to see them.
Sounds like something that would be good for Britain's Got Talent.
It's a yes from me.
And me.
She won't get buzzed.
As my time in the Cubs went on, I made my way up to Sixer, which basically meant leader of my small group. It was my first position of authority and was represented by a change in woggle. I organised a successful bring and buy sale. Blue Peter used to be all about the bring and buy sales back then, teaching my generation apprentice-style entrepreneurial skills. I posted leaflets through houses down my road, then collected their stuff to sell at the bring and buy sale. My Cubs became great at turning any old rubbish into profit. I also took part in our Cubs variety show in front of a full audience of parents and elderly people. This was joined with the Brownies and older scouts. with my group performing a sketch, doing an impression of a show called Keeping Up Appearances.
Who did you play in that, please?
I had to play Hyacinth Bouquet. A woman, and I was forced to wear a dress.
This is brilliant. This is like that school that does those random, completely inappropriate film reconstructions.
My mum's got photos of it at home. My mum was really proud of it.
Your mum has a picture of you dressed as Hyacinth Bouquet, and you've been on the show how long and we haven't seen it?
I wasn't sure where to bring this up. Probably not the best idea, thinking about it.
That picture's got to be in the book when it gets published.
It wasn't for me, and the whole experience was one of my few regrets from my first decade on Earth. Looking back, Cubs was a right laugh, but I took early retirement before I had the chance to graduate to full-on scout. I'd like to think I went out on a high, on the top of my game.
As Hyacinth Bouquet.
Can you just do an impression, you know, when she picks up the phone?
I knew you were going to ask this.
Go on.
They persuaded me to do it because they said if I did it, all the other boys would fall in suit and...
Have you ever seen this show? You'll know that Hyacinth does pick up the phone with a certain phrase. It's still on, Gold or like one of them channels.
And I obviously had a bit of a higher voice then as well.
Sure, so okay. Let me just find something for you. Hang on. That's the kind of phone she had, isn't it?
The bouquet residence, lady of the house speaking.
That was better than I thought it was going to be.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Well, our Australia Day experience has gone from bad to worse. I mean, seriously, we couldn't find anything earlier like that was Australian in shops, and now it's just gone a bit wrong.
So, Chris went and got kangaroo burger. You got a burger, which is a normal burger, just had a pineapple bit in it.
Is that Australian?
And I've just eaten a chip.
Well, but you have dunked it in Vegemite.
Yeah.
That is really poor effort by everybody.
And Chris is just sat there going, this is horrific.
I'm not keen on kangaroo.
It's the saddest party I've ever been to.
It is really, really... Look at us all. We're glum.
We could have had lamingtons. We could have had, chocolate malts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, chocolate malts.
Would have been lush.
Yeah. If you're listening to this show at the moment in Australia, or maybe you've got us on the free download, I'm really, really sorry. I do apologise. This is the most lame Australia Day party ever. It's happening right here in the UK on BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Welcome to the Jeremy Kyle game. It's very simple, this. I don't know whether you watch Jeremy Kyle on a regular basis. I know, Chris, you're keen.
Very.
Probably don't see it as much as you used to when you were a student, though.
I used to get it three times a day when I was at uni.
I do remember that you... When you were at uni...
You get it less as you get older, I think.
No, but you'd worked this out quite well, hadn't you?
Yeah, morning showing, afternoon showing, then 2 o'clock in the morning showing.
Thanks to ITV2 as well, that was.
What about all the plus ones? I guess you don't want to watch the same episode twice.
No. So he is quite knowledgeable on Kyle. What happens here is you just guess what Jeremy says next. So I play you the bit of Jeremy Kyle from the show. Mm-hmm. Tell me what happened next. For everyone you get right, there is 10 Scott Mills points on the table for you. Ready? Okay. Play along at home. Let me know how you do. 8-1-1-9. Here it is.
Is it true that she pretended...
Is it true that she pretended... What happened next?
Is it true that she pretended...
Oh, this is tricky.
To be your friend? Is this normally about friends who are sleeping with each other's partners, isn't it?
Yeah. Once more.
Is it true that she pretended...
I'm going to go to be your father.
Okay, so Becky says, pretended to be your friend. Chris says, pretended to be your father.
Can I have an extra guess?
Well, that's not really allowed,
is it? Just
throw
in a random one. Okay. A policeman.
Pretended to be a policeman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is obviously illegal.
Let's find out what the answer is.
Is it true that she pretended to be your dad?
Your dad?
Oh, no way!
Oh, my God! Go on, Chris!
That's amazing. That one little thing is made up for all the sadness in his eyes when he was eating his kangaroo burger.
I know.
Oh, God. Wow.
That's so good. pretended to be your dad was the correct answer. Chris gets 10 Scott Mills
wow.
points.
Result. I'm impressed with that. That
is I'm really good at this.
You are. I told you, you had knowledge. Okay, next one. What happened next?
Why are you letting her decide that? I thought you were supposed to be the man, or are you, in fact...
What saying now, please?
Why are you letting her decide that? I thought you were supposed to be the man, or are you, in fact...
A mouse.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Mm. And the kind of thing that Jezza would say as well.
Yeah. He's all about the little catchphrases and... Yeah.
Chris, I have to hurry you.
There's a lot of pressure on Chris now because he's got a 100% record at
the
moment.
Well, I'm going to stick with it then. I'm going to say the father. Does okay. that work? If you play the... Sorry.
Why are you letting her decide that? I thought you were supposed to be the man, or are you, in fact...
The father.
Okay, well, I'll go with it.
Let's find out.
Why are you letting her decide that? I thought you were supposed to be the man, or are you, in fact, an amoeba?
An amoeba! Of course. Oh, it's so easy when you hear it. Okay, that was on the tip of my tongue. Oh, bet you're kicking yourself.
Yeah.
Next one. What happened next here on the Jeremy Kyle game?
Lady.
Excuse me.
Oh.
Oh,
And again.
Lady.
Excuse me.
Quiet! Is what I'm going to say.
I'm going for, because I know him well. It's my name on the wall.
Yeah, he would say that.
Yeah.
Can I have shut it as well if he says shut it? Any form of, like, quiet?
Let's find out.
Lady.
Excuse me.
Wait a minute.
I'm getting a headache. I'm going straight to a break.
I'm getting a headache. I'm going straight to a break.
Good rhyme.
It's a good rhyme. Also, can we hear that again? Does she say, do I look bothered?
Do I look bothered?
Lady.
He does. Am I bothered there?
I like when they fight back.
Also,
what happened here next?
You came on the show last time with your fella, Jay. How long have you been with Jay?
5 years.
What was Jeremy's next question?
And has he cheated on you before? Because it's always about cheating.
Oh, I genuinely can't think.
Anything at all. Any question. Just have a go. Have a try.
Can you give me the clip one more time? Sorry.
You came on the show last time with your fella, Jay. How long have you been with Jay?
5 years.
Oh, I might change too. And do you love him?
That's a good one as well.
Something about the father again.
Chris,
can I have anything about the father?
Yeah, if you want. I don't know why you're sticking with this.
And do you think he's the father?
Yeah, that would do.
Okay, let's find out.
You came on the show last time with your fella Jay. How long have you been with Jay?
5 years.
Has he bought you any shoes recently?
Has he bought you any shoes recently, Chris?
His name's tricky.
It is hard.
Is that really his follow-up question to that?
Yeah.
How long have you been with him, and has he bought you any shoes recently?
Yeah,
Who asks that?
I think that's a fairly obvious answer to the question.
Oh, there's complaints on the text about why we didn't play the Jeremy Kyle game theme tune.
Oh, well. And your last one.
You romantic old fool.
What happens next?
I wish you...
romantic old fool.
I wish you were my partner.
You bought her a hamster.
That's too, like, sounds like you know it.
Let's find out.
You romantic old fool. Come live with me in my Volvo 440.
Yay, almost.
Not really.
What?
Come live with me in my Volvo 440 was the correct answer there. So, despite you both being a bit rubbish at that, Chris actually wins the Jeremy Kyle game.
Wow.
With 10 whole Scott Mills points.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download.